Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a charge on my check on my charge card thing that I didn't authorize. It's modernlivingplans.com, I guess, for $59.89 on 4/15. I don't know what that is. You there?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay.
Just to be sure that this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address?
Marjorie A. Hopkins, 827 Wayland Court, Southeast, Smyrna, S-M-Y-R-N-A, Georgia, 3080-1815.
Thank you. And I see that you had an account with our Bites Hub for the Dyson vacuum.
Well, I didn't order that. I don't know what it's about.
No, ma'am. It shows you did a survey for a Dyson vacuum back on April 15th. The survey could have came from Walmart, Costco, Amazon, Home Depot, AT&T.
No, what are you saying?
You did a survey for a Dyson vacuum.
I do not remember that at all.
Okay, could you verify your email?
BenHop@charter.net.
Okay, ma'am, so your email, your phone number that you called in on, the name and the shipping address all matches back to you. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall doing any surveys.
Well, not that I remember. Is this a one-time charge, or is this a...
It enrolls every 30 days, but the account was canceled, so that prevents all future charges.
I beg your pardon?
It enrolls every 30 days.
Well, I want to stop whatever it is because I don't remember anything like that. And I definitely don't want to be paying $60 a month for nothing that I don't know anything about. So what am I supposed to do at this point?
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from so they can verify the exact location where the order took place. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized for it. Now, if you want to ask your family members or anybody else in the house if they could have did this, then you can call us back later.
No, I'm sure. I'm 88 years old, and I don't remember doing anything like this. To be charged $59.89, and you say I'm going to be charged that repeatedly?
Would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation?
Well, yes, I guess so, because I don't remember doing it and didn't sign up for anything that I know of. And I definitely don't want to pay $60 a month for something I don't know what it's about or have not received any product or anything for it.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it is a true case of fraud, then you should see them back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, what am I supposed to
do? I have your cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
9207.
9207.
30.
30.
673.
673. Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
I don't think so. And what is your name?
Secret.
Secret.
Correct.
Spell that first name.
S-E-C-R-E-T.
Okay. All right. So I won't be charged again. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's all I need to do. I might just cancel this credit card altogether. So. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help, I guess.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.